Dr. Brass Sachs, in fact, we have persons who are suggesting the extension of the times as opposed to this limitation, which is, of course, contributing to the congestion. But we have some persons who have been calling the Rubis gas stations to order gas and have been unable to get a response. So if there's anyone from Rubis, make sure you have your phones available. There are some people who don't want to go on the roads. It's not their day and they're calling for clarity, and they are asking whether you can kindly answer your phones because they're not getting through and people want to make some orders. Don't Brass Sachs.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. And yourself?
I want to make 5 quick points because I was holding on a long time and I know there are other people who are normal in me, right?
Thanks for waiting.
I try to keep talk fast. What is really upset me is that when people get in line, they forget that there are people behind there, they're waiting as well. And they met 1.15 times over and over. It's wasting time. All right, the first solution is supermarkets. It only was a day before business were open on the road, videotaping. Look at these long lines. You got to get the system time to work. Now, if you're going to the supermarket and here there's Monday and Thursday, who get in? And get stuff, but we keep in mind that business are very selfish people. Mm-hmm. It is simple. When that person gets the cashier and they get their bill, the cashier should be able to give you a stamp. If you went on the first, you're not allowed to come back until the year. Giving the other set of people in the same letters that didn't get to go in the supermarket the opportunity on the Thursday or whatever the next day is. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So then, that on the Thursday, people that have didn't get the chance to go on the Monday will have on the Thursday. So you can only come back in the supermarket. And you can only come back in the supermarket with a receipt with that stamp provided that you can return on the EF.
Okay. That's interesting.
You understand? So then everybody, the first set that get on the first week will not be able to come back until the EF.
Have you had to stand in any of those long lines?
No. I was going to prepare way ahead. There's 6 weeks and I left home.
What? You have your own vegetable garden. Or you don't eat vegetables.
But in these times, there's got to cut a contract.
Indeed.
Because people don't understand the seriousness of what's really going on. Now, this gentleman talking with the police and it being hard. Mm-hmm. In these times, there's different times you've got to understand these things are serious times and they're not normal things.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying that you should allow a whole day for a supermarket. You can't allow a whole day for a supermarket for one set of people. You know how furry we got, how much backups we got.
Yeah.
Everybody got to get a little piece of the time. And what business should learn to do is be self-conscious that other people are there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Get what you have to get and go. Getting your list for supermarket and stuff like that is very important. I was shopping Poplar Candy Hill and I could go in Poplar from going to the lettuce, right back around to the end, but the spices and get whatever you want in 5 minutes. I hold it to market.
In 5 minutes?
In 5 minutes, and you must realize
that. That excludes the transaction.
not to get to the cashier, sorry. To the cashier.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Next point.
Okay.
Is the police in the audio. He just said that you need time. If you are allotted the letters, no. For the supermarket
mm-hmm.
and the hardware and the bank. If you then turn around and allow everybody to go to the gas station and don't put that same letter to the gas station and the post office and everything else, you still got the lot of traffic on the road and everybody's still out on the road. So you need to manage it. If you put the letters to the supermarket, put the letters to everything and done with that. So that
my only on the road, good point.
The gas station.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go. These ones that are not as important as the supermarket that have time limits, like the gas station, will run from 8 to 3 or 2, whatever. You go to the gas station early, even though that your time for the supermarket is in the evening, 1 to 4. And
yes.
You put in your gas ahead of time, so that time you're time for the supermarket at 1 o'clock, you already went in the gas station and the post office and do what you're doing, then head to the supermarket.
Well, good.
It's just common sense.
Yeah, well, it is. Things don't always work as you set because you also know that time in, let's say, for example, you have to wait three or four cars, and you know.
Yeah, but if everybody's in the same mindset, then it will reduce the traffic that is the same.
Yes.
But everybody, the most important point you got to understand is not normal things. And if everybody complies, you'll get through this thing easier.
We will.
You have people that come in and objecting, you can get problems. Then when the premise come on the 3rd of May and say, we extend it to the 23rd, what can happen? Even the making bad.
Do not write the history. Death and life is in the power of your tongue.
I'm just speaking on possibilities.
I understand you're making a hypothetical situation.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I will find the excuses over and over again. I'm making things worse. When it comes to 23rd and Richard Carter come to say, we got community spread now, it worse and you got to go further. So come together, do what is necessary, and let me get rid of the thing and that's it.
Thank you so much. Thanks for your contribution, caller. I actually wanted to comment as well on the challenges that Barbadians experience with respect to the online ordering. And I really think that is a good way to go. It existed before, believe it or not. Of course, not in the same large... The demand was not there based on the rules and regulations put down by the government of late. But how convenient is it for you to write your list and make a choice, send it to the supermarket, and there's delivery, etc.? And my comment would be to the retailers to use this opportunity wisely and augment your service offerings. It cannot only be persons coming into the supermarket, picking up what they want and leaving. COVID-19 has shown us that, yes, we need to social distance. Yes, we need to be physically distant from persons. But it's also shown us that there are other ways of living, which does, it reduces the interaction, but it also helps you to strengthen your service delivery and service product. What I can encourage you to do for sure, if you're listening to me, supermarkets, is to make sure that the items that you have for sale are both itemized in quantities as well as in price. What I'm hearing from a number of persons is that they're going online and there's no price point. And persons, I don't want to call any specific names, but they're supermarkets in far parts of Barbados, or up by the only female in Barbados, female parish, and they have instituted something that is workable. I saw persons online last night highlighting how positive they felt that they ordered in 24 hours, they were able to get their delivery. And then there are persons who ordered 8 days ago and were not able to get a delivery. And I think we need to be conscientious as the customers. There are some persons who've never done this before. They don't have sufficient staffing. They don't have the right software to manage it, etc. And they are inundated. Give them a chance. And then on the other end, stop ordering. I heard... Mr. Bino last week said that persons were ordering lipstick and a lot of non-essentials. That's where the selfishness that I spoke about at the beginning of the program needs to be called out. If in a scenario like this, now seriously now, we have people who haven't had food on their tables simply because they didn't get their checks cashed and they didn't have anything and they needed legitimately to be ordering. But yet we had other persons who were ordering any and everything because they saw that it was on sale. Be conscientious, folks. These are different times. These are difficult times. These are new times. Let us be kind to our brothers and to our sisters. Don't you, Brass Stacks? You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. I'm a first-time caller. And the reason why I call is because I'm a small farmer also.
Yes, sir.
And I realize that they have opened up all places. Mm-hmm. Well, we farmers use vehicles. Right now, my vehicle I use to deliver the product, my spare is flat, and I can't get it patched.
You can't get it patched because the patchers are closed.
Right, and we have essential workers who have vehicles to get to work.
Mm-hmm.
And the same problem.
You call the tire shop?
I went by the tire shop, and the guy asked me if I can pay the $50,000 for him.
So he's closed?
Closed.
You went by another tire
so
shop?
Right now, yeah, I tried two tire shops and the guy tell me the same thing.
Ooh.
So right now, I'm delivering products to the supermarket to get the shelves back up. But I'm doing it at a risk again because I don't have no spare.
That's an unfortunate situation.
You know, we farmers, we have to go through all this. You do. On the best terrain.
You do, yes. And you should have a spare, though. What have you learned in this experience?
I have a spare, but I told the spare is flat. Because I got a flat, so I had to put on the spare. So right now, I don't have no other spare.
Yeah. I'm calling any terra shop.
I can tell you about other farmers that are experiencing the same thing.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate scenario.
The other day.
Yes. Look, sir, there are going to be so many permutations of issues and challenges that are going to come.
I'm quite aware of that.
And some of them are legitimate ones.
Right?
No, it's a good one. I'm glad that you highlighted it. Some of them are legitimate ones, and I'm sure those persons, including Izar, who are listening, who are the decision makers, would ensure. I mean, as we said, this is a new thing, a new space. We're now rolling out some changes. We're trying to reduce spread of COVID-19. Let's remember what our objective is. When we are aware of the strategy and the objectives, I'm sure we respond differently. Our tactics are different, et cetera.
I'm quite aware, as you said, but I realize that people are throwing other things in the ring. So I decide that as a small farmer, and we have to supply the supermarket, you know, what's going to happen now with our vehicles getting flat and we can't get the supermarket stock up?
Yeah. The supermarket should then send some delivery trucks because they're the ones who want it so they can play their trade.
Yeah,
but good point you're making. I agree with you. You need to get it to the supermarket. What I would respond and say, though,
because the shop is not a place that you would see people gathering.
Yeah, but they're supposed to be closed.
Right. They're closed. But I mean, even if a tire shop is open, the most thing you probably see is two cars and there are two people.
Agreed. The gas station. What about the gas station? They can't.
No gas station. Don't do tires.
Strictly tire shop.
Strictly tire shops.
I would encourage you to follow the guidelines. I would encourage you to follow the guidelines, but I would also ask you to call a friend or a family member who knows of a tire shop who can facilitate.
You're asking me to follow the guidelines, so the tire shop is doing the same thing.
Right.
Following the guidelines and not opening.
Right, but
I mean, even if they can say, well, look. Every other day, 9 to 2 or something like that, at least we can still get our tires up and keep the farm running.
I heard the Attorney General 3 Sundays ago make the point that there are going to be some persons who will fall through the cracks, and he's asking for flexibility. He didn't use the word, but yes, he meant flexibility in scenarios like these. But let's pray that your flat is not needed, not flat, your spare is not needed for the time that you continue to play your trade before we get out of this COVID-19 challenge. Are we going to do that? And I'm going to encourage you to follow the laws.
I would pray, but I mean, I know it's not, the scenario is not good because the terrain that we have to travel on, is the possibility of getting a flat is very high.
So drive slower. And avoid any potholes or any punches or anything in the road. I'm very serious.
Okay, Ms. Yes.
Thank you for calling. Down to Brass Stacks. Remember, we're going until 2 p.m.
Good afternoon, dear.
Good afternoon.
Right. I'm calling in connection with a scenario that happened to me yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I called the gas station and find out if they had any bottled gas because I don't have any. I had to pay someone to took me to the gas station. When I got to the gas station, the lady told me, could I see your ID card? Wasn't thinking of anything, so I put out my ID card. She told me, ma'am, you cannot have no bottle gas. We can't send you no bottle gas. We have to wait till your
the person that was driving had their ID card?
The person that was driving was also M like me.
Ooh.
So she tell me I have to wait till Friday to get my bottle gas.
That's unfortunate.
And I think that needs to be addressed because this is 2 days I don't have any bottle gas, and I don't think that should apply under the law of alphabetical order. I think something that is so valuable like that, your gas could run out on you, say, Tuesday night.
I'm going to tell you two things. I shared this with a family member of mine. I grew up in a house where we used to use the smaller bottle gas.
Mm-hmm.
And I always used to impress upon my mother to have a second bottle of gas. Eventually, we bought a second bottle of gas. And
that point is taken. But for those who are financially stable,
fully understood,
to have a backup. To
agreed.
Have a backup gas in this time, because this is 5 weeks at home.
Agreed.
Without any money, I am home for 3 months. So
yes.
Who's to say that I would be financially stable to afford a backup gas?
Right.
And literally, I know there's others out there that can speak just like me.
Very, very much.
So I don't think,
let me speak. I hear you, and I said I wanted to respond to you this way, and this is what I want to say.
Yes.
I hope that COVID-19 teaches us how to improve on our practices and our principles and our actions. Too often we find ourselves in the unfortunate scenarios where we have run out of something. You heard my previous caller who has a spare. Oh, sorry, he had a spare and he's now using his spare because he had a flat. I know that financially we are not always able to fill the, because when you think about it, you can't fill the gas because there's a whole $34 that you can do for something else that can buy other things.
That's the thinking.
But as you said, 6 weeks or 5 weeks you were in the house, you might have used up the same spare. And now you're in that predicament. So I'm not shooting you and telling you you should have another bottle of gas. I'm just telling you, out of this scenario, COVID-19 is going to teach us that we should always have that backup. So that in the event that we find ourselves in the predicament where our gas runs out, we don't have to run into the gas station the same time, but we can at least spend a week without. You understand what I mean, what I'm trying to say?
Yes, very much so. But another thing also, I had my spare and my spare was leaking and I did not know.
Ooh.
Although I got it tested at the gas station.
Yes.
Because when I came home from work, I put on my spare a couple of days afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And my gas is normally last me, and I put on my spare approximately about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only me and my other half.
Mm-hmm.
And my gas gone already down, which we knew that it was leaking because we had suspicions of it, but we tested it with the water and we did not saw it was leaking. You know where you look for the bubble and
so that's another thing
you still have to be very careful of.
Of course, yes. Because there's also, you're making the tragedy of having something that is leaking in a home or putting it in a place where you are putting other persons at risk. So having that extra, I mean, when you have a small home, you don't have space to put a thing under this.
Right.
You know, you don't always have space for
spare. I put it under the basement, up in the bottom of the house.
Yes.
So, you know, I would not interact with that to and forth every day because I don't go under there.
Yes.
But it was leaking because I normally average my bottle gas time.
Yes.
And I said this one done pretty fast and I don't cook. I mean, like, I cook the normal way and bait the normal way, so it showed me that it was actually leaking because we had suspects of it, but we didn't have the proof because we tested it with the water. It did not go. We said, okay, it's not leaking, but I don't want to waste your time.
You're not wasting my time there. You raise a legitimate and normal query. What I would ask you to do though is to ask one of your neighbors or somebody who doesn't have the same number. Because this is the time where community spirit comes in. This is the time where, okay, I'm a G, I'm a B. Let us see how we can, you know, make the best out of this.
I draw the scenario because I think today is Senior Citizen Day.
Mm-hmm.
But the person was not able to go and collect the person I wanted to go and buy it for me.
Yes.
So it's because it was a paid job to and forth.
Oh, no.
So, I lost there. It is what it is. Richard is understandable, but I think they should implement different ways of dealing with the bottle gas situation.
Agreed. I fully agree with you on that. That is a serious scenario. You can't stay home without gas, can't cook, can't boil water, can't do certain things because it is not your day. I think that there needs to be, and that's, I must say, he didn't say it very openly, but I think the czar recognized that was an issue that they probably didn't give as much contemplation to, and I'm sure they would consider that going forward. But thank you so much for raising your issue with this caller. Down to brass tacks, I received the WhatsApp that Sewing World is actually open. I know we received a call from our earlier that some people were allowed to open and others were not, but he also raised some other matters. But I just got a call there that entity is open. Down to brass tacks. Remember, we're going on until 2 p.m. We'll try to get as much calls in. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Mrs. Gill. Good afternoon all to all. Mm-hmm. And TK's birds and the domesticated animals. You know, in the Bible, they say, I think you could correct me because I'm a Bible expert, right? But I like to quote what I can remember. And they say that man was made a little less than the angel. Mm-hmm. But look at you now, right? You see, I'm not going to get with those that come in that don't believe in freedom. I born to be free. I know that good, right?
It is so for freedom that Christ died, to set us free.
Okay, but that is good. That shows that Christ was the Redeemer then, right? He was the Redeemer because freedom, your freedom might be one of the most precious thing. And it would tell those out there that call in the program and want to, you know, police their fellow man. You could contemplate upon freedom in silence, right? I'm not going to do it. You see? Right. Okay, and the first thing that I want to correct you on that you said, I know that you ain't do it for purpose, though. There will be no bank holiday next week. Because you make an error there, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can remember.
Say that again?
Yeah, then a bank holiday next week is week after.
Okay. I thought right. Next week is the 28th. What's today?
The 15th was yesterday.
Yesterday, so, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you do your mathematics there.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. The first thing I want to say about... you can say this as my opinion, Lisa Gill, because all the what you would call a truth or a fact is opinions that people agree upon. That's what we call it, right? Agreed upon, conventional beliefs or whatever, right? The flu, and any doctor could come in, that worthy sock could come in, tell me otherwise. The flu and the cold is actually your body actually trying to get rid of toxic, the buildup of toxic and that those things. So it's actually like come like an aid for all the things that you're doing to yourself, you know, all the junk that you're putting in your body and so on. So that's what way to catch colds and get these flus and these things. But we body do viruses. We do need viruses or germs. I didn't even like to say viruses because viruses exist in the realm of theory, like protein and them things, right? Of germs. Germs is what helping us to survive, right? If you know your science, you will know that, right? So, I just want to put out there for those that actually would actually be, because really it's fear now, because people just die every year from flus and colds because of the toxic and things, the unhealthiness of their body and their immune system and their way of living. It will cause them to lose their life, you know, and that's all there. Next point is that I will agree with Faith Marshall Harris, even though, again, it is my one and agreeing with her. I know how many. But let me tell you something about law, right? If everybody agree with, like, say, oh, we agree with Faith Marshall Harris, what then would be the law that saying otherwise that she, what we agree with in the law? Because right now what I see going on all over the world, not only Barbados, they aren't attacking the body in the government here. I did them making a general statement. What going on in the world right now is tyranny, not really democracy. And I know that it coming at the guise of fear and fear for your life and all the this and that and the terror, right? But I want people to really, because the thing about me, and what Gia's saying to look at, Lisa, I want you, because you know as a YouTuber, I want you, when you go out and look at YouTube, you look for Stranger Closer to Truth. That's a channel that I want you to hook up to, right? And you can see the moderator or the narrator or the presenter of that program. I was just like him. Right? He's asked a lot of interesting questions. I wouldn't say I got faith. I would say what I got now, Lisa, is knowledge. Because I even wondered like him, what really is faith and how the Christians is who got this thing that I lack. I thought something wrong with me. But now I got knowledge now, I see that to me it is like God that work and through them to actually show me something. So all this thing about Christianity to me is actually like human nature. And the evil and the devil and all this thing is that we are also animal by nature. So that beast within, we need to conquer, right? So if everybody would develop, we wouldn't need a law. But people like me will go suffer with the herd, right? You still there?
I'm still here listening to
right.
You.
People like me know that actually mature myself will go suffer with the herd and stay inside and all of that thing and follow a protocol, because there are some that don't understand how to conduct themselves out there and how to be free and to be democratic. But I will leave it with that for now, because I got the rest of the call. I have a nice day. And keep safe, everyone.
Thanks for sharing. I actually watched a documentary this week about viruses. And 95% of viruses are actually good for humankind and for the flora and fauna. We need them in the system. And then there are 5% that can give some challenges, of which corona is one. And they went in to talk about the issues with SARS. And it was a really useful documentary on one of the stations. But we do have a WhatsApper that shared a number where that person who called and said they don't have gas, and they asked me if I can share the number with them. I had it there, and because WhatsApp's come in so fast and furious, yes, the number is... No, that's not the number. But we do have a number here from Western Union. Remember, a person had called earlier in the day and they wanted a number for Western Union. That number is 537-1690. 537-1690. And that is if you want to call Western Union to get your monies to those particular persons or to receive monies. And they answer calls from all of their locations. So grateful if you can record that number for Western Union, 535-1690. I also had a number here where a person was sharing. They had gas. Yes, 571-5827. And they would facilitate that lady. They're in Church Village, St. Philip. And they really want to help out that person who can't get their gas. 571-5827. They're not looking to break the law. They're just looking to help out the lady. 571-5827. Thank you, you good Samaritans on WhatsApp. Down to brass tacks.
Peace be unto you, ma'am.
Hi, good afternoon.
That's a good afternoon to the staff of the station and to all listeners. That is what we have to do in this time now. I know everything won't be right out and we're not going to get it straight for the time being, but we have to bear with it. And things just like everybody come and they give an opinion on what is going on. So we'll work with it and we will work through until we get it the way that it's supposed to be. We are not perfect. I have two more points. One is with the lady who spoke about the children. I feel when this thing hit home to some people, I lost a friend through COVID. Very, very wonderful and nice lady. Mm-hmm. And I guess when this thing hit...
Condolences to you.
Thank you. When this thing hit home, the people there would understand. I won't believe that Mrs. Marshall would say that, because I want to know when she said that, is she mean only my child going to be in the road running about? Because I see children going from house to house, playing with each other, riding up and down, going to the shop, and all those kind of things. And look, you hear how many million people in the world dying from this thing.
I didn't respond directly to the caller that said that Miss Faith Marshall said that. Faith Marshall Harris. I didn't respond because I didn't hear what she said, so I don't know what the person is responding to. They said they saw it in the press. But in any case, as the COVID czar responded to a person who had a legitimate query, he said the law is the law. And that is my response to anybody who will come with the psychological, the psychosocial, and all the other ills of impact of keeping people on the inside. I live in a home and I want to continue exercising. I walked around my house. I skipped.
And in the yard.
And I did a couple things. I did all kinds of things to keep my heart rate going up during the day. Children, there are so many things. My son and I, we started playing a little bit more dominoes. Throw a little ball at him here and there. Not as much as we would want. A little more time on the tablet, yes. But operate with any times. I find people constantly find a reason why something would not work. And they never let things, never get to try things. And my response to persons like that would be, we are in different times. Let's try different things.
Mom, I have family that live overseas. I don't like it, so I run and come back home. In the winter, the children can't really go outside. I watched Iraq and Iran where they had all the bombing and the wars, and children, they had to go in the basement and hide for weeks and months. And they survived. My other point, I sent it to you, but I guess it wasn't that important, so you didn't read it. But
you
I
sent
want
something
to
me?
And the good, I want to say something good out of all the other things.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say thanks very much to the Britain Hill Post Office, especially to that kind caring guard. My dad is in his 80s, and he went to the post office, mm-hmm. and he was in a long line, and the kind guard came out, mm-hmm. and all the elderly persons he took them that they could have been served from it in the sun and in the long line. So my guard, whoever he may be, thank you very much, and thank all those persons who helping out and to helping us. I love the elderly. So
lovely.
I just want to thank him and thank the head post office, all the post offices, mm-hmm. and all those persons on the front line and everybody that's trying to help. And
thank
in
you.
This time, we have to cut and control.
Yes.
Now, I know I can't get certain things from the shop and certain things. I like my bread and things. I take in my peas and I make in my different things that on mornings I could use.
I find so many new dishes. I haven't had as much lentil peas in the nice pot. I have a Guyanese friend that does a wicked mix up. I did mm-hmm. something, a replica of what she did twice or three times within the last 2 weeks. You got to be able to cut and contrive,
as
you said, and do things
and we
differently.
Must share with each other. If you can give somebody something, like the lady can help gas. There's another lady called on the other station and she wanted water because she didn't have water for there. The lady Marcia said she had buckets of water warm, and she put her and her son 2 cars and sent them off to St. John. So that is what we have to
yes,
do. We have
I
to help
appreciate
each other.
Call. That's useful contribution. Thank you so much. So much for sharing that. We do have to look at this and try to find the light at the end of this dark tunnel. How are we going to come out? Are we going to come out better? Actually, 2 days or 3 days ago, I was pulling out my hair. Lisa, what are you doing? So I decided I'm writing an article. So I wrote an article, only published it yesterday or late last night, on improving online meeting etiquette. Because we've had so many meetings within the last, I don't know how long, this is 3 weeks. I've had so many online meetings. And of course, this is new to very many people. Mind you, I have been having online meetings for years, but many people know that's the only, they have no choice and they're now being forced to use it. And I went through a little, it was really cute, 10 tips on how to improve your etiquette online in terms of invitations, in terms of making sure you download the application. Don't wait until just before the meeting and then you call in people, did you get the link? Do that well in advance and then make sure you fix your video, make sure you fix all to the video, make sure it is done the right way, in terms of the audio, a whole host of things you have to consider when dealing with online meeting. So I decided, you know what, Lisa, put your mind in another place. Don't go crazy. Yes, you like reading and writing, but do something. And I was able to do that. We can come up with some of our second books, third books, first books. We can learn a new game. I beat a couple people in dominoes recently at home. I plan to beat them again this weekend. But if we can keep our minds busy, read more. I've been downloading Proverbs, reading a lot more Proverbs and getting myself acquainted with the wisdom of God and trying to write those on the tablet of my heart. Those types of things, folks. We're in new territory. Try and make it work and come out learning something better. Down to brass tacks. You're on the air. Down to brass tacks. Good afternoon.
Very good afternoon to you, Lisa. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. And yourself?
Not too bad, thanks. Now, the thing why I'm calling is limited time. I want to commend your caller, your 6 week staying caller.
Oh, yes.
Made some very good points. I admire him. Effie, who was just listening. I want to say right now that I've been on the air with this COVID-19, and I'm calling on Barbados to go on international news and tell me if they would want to expect or entertain something that was happening in the world, in the wider world.
Yeah.
Yesterday, there was 602 in New York death, and you know what's happening? They're bursting at the seams. People in Barbados, I want you all to understand. We have to pull together, stay together, understand. I think we have a good control of it now. Apply yourselves, people. Don't wait till they get to a stage that we cannot and won't be able to handle. You know?
Yes.
It's a situation we really have to introduce common sense to this whole thing.
It's hard for some. Unfortunately so. It is.
I agree, but at the same time, you know, like I said yesterday, when it happens then to you, you say, if I had known.
Yeah, it's true.
And as a term, we always
And the
use.
Spread is so possible, so easily
exactly.
possible. Yeah.
Come together, people. Listen to the authorities and comply. Now, the cat with the flat tire, that's an easy fix. We can't introduce the hard measures in every single situation because acting prime minister said, you know, we don't want to lock up people. We don't want to put people in jail, not at all. But work with us. That's what she said.
That has a flat tire.
Yeah. Make a call to the station. Identify yourself as a licensed farmer. The police station.
Yeah.
Identify your licensed farmer. You need some assistance because you have to get food to the outlets that you want to eat.
Yeah. I told him to make a call, and he said he would. It is a legitimate call he's making.
Yeah.
And I think a little flexibility, even on because the part
of some flexibility.
Yeah.
Because you know something, in Michigan right now, I don't want to really. Say that in Michigan right now, Lisa, people are starting to riot.
Not only Michigan, a couple of places, and a lot of it is fear of the unknown and fear of what the future is going to bring. Because there are many persons who their entire livelihood, foreseeable future, is gone. Is shot, and they just cannot fathom themselves operating in a different normal. And that has caused them to alter in terms of sanity. And there are a number of people who... And that's why I started the program by saying... The music is telling us that we have to finish. But thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. But that's why I started by saying that we have to be conscious of the place that we are in. Be conscious of the measures that have been put in place to address the issues that we are facing. Be conscious of our fellow man. Look out for the persons who are... You know, make sure if you have an elderly family member that you can assist them in, they have to go for their, or a neighbor or somebody, however your setup is. I know some of our neighbors have persons who come to help them already. But if you can help someone, if you're going to the supermarket and you know you're buying one set of flour, one set of sugar, buy extra for another family member who may need it. And do that along the way and let us be better human beings. Secondarily, from a professional perspective, do some reading on another subject. Actually, only yesterday, a friend of mine sent me another course that could possibly be done in 31 days. Different things. Make sure you bond with your family members. I've bonded better with my husband, even not that we weren't good, but you know, the time alone, I told him the other day, look how COVID had to come and give us a free staycation. You know, very fall in love even more. But just make sure that you use this time for your advantage and look out for somebody else. Do not be selfish and only thinking about your advantage and putting someone else at a disadvantage. This is serious, folks. Wear your mask. Do what you have to do. Follow the guidelines. Now that we have the dates with our names aligned, we can go to the supermarket on those days. It doesn't say you have to go on those days. It gives you permission to go on those days. But just manage the opportunities that we have in front of us and look for the better opportunities out of them. I would encourage you to stay safe. We at Brass Tacks will continue to share the information that is to be shared. Whatever information needs to come to the fore, down to Brass Tacks.